So, all right. First episode. So first episode, bro. Anyways, the beach cleanups, bro. I want to ask, I had that on my topic thing too. What does that do for you? And this might be an asshole move of me, but I want to answer what it does for me first. And then I can tell you, then I can listen to what it does for you. Right. So for me, bro, first off, that was the fucking greatest idea you've, maybe that's one of the greatest ideas you've had. The first ones were driving me home when I was drunk all those times, bro. But, that was one of the best ideas, bro. We were jogging all the time just because I was getting stupid fat. Made no sense. And, I needed to do something, bro. So like a, good neighbor, State Farm was there. You came out. We started meeting at that same spot, every Sunday morning, and we would go. And I didn't have sand socks. You had sand socks the first couple times. I didn't know shit about those. But the trash just got increasingly worse, especially when you're running out there with no socks. So we said, fuck it. Let's do this. Like, let's us clean the beach. So we started with that. At some point, you got that shit ultra organized. I just was like, all right, I'm gonna show up, I'll be there. And I forgot the fucking trash bags, and it's like, yo, we need those, that's an important part. But yeah, bro, what it's done for me has been amazing. Like, knowing where it started and knowing where it's at now, it, by no means is it some fucking some fucking crazy crowd, but the crowd that we have, I'm appreciative. They're always appreciative. The community's appreciative. And it kind of like sends me out for, the time being while we're doing that. Like, I'm not listening to music. I'm not even listening to people. I'm walking off on my own and I'm focused on picking up trash. And, it's a small amount that we're picking up, but it's a lot more than what anybody else is doing. I feel like I'm doing my part. I almost enjoy that more than I fucking enjoy humans, like human interaction, to be honest. Like, that shit's almost like something I just never knew was there until, we decided to do it. I didn't know I had that part of, just shut the fuck up and pick up trash in my body, bro, until we did it. So now that I gave that long ass answer, what does it do for you, bro? And how does it make you feel?
Yeah. First, I want to say thank you for even picking up the phone and just being like, yeah, I'm down. Like, I barely said any words of, like, anything about it. I was like, hey, let's do this.
You said beach, bro. Once you said beach, I was fucking in. Say less. Yeah.
And same situation. Before we even turned into a beach cleanup, it was just us, like, tired of running on shit or running on, like, people have their bonfires and shit out there. They leave trash. The cleanups don't, like, the actual cleanup, they don't clean up as much.
Thank us. Hey, yeah. Thank you. Like, bro, get the fuck out the truck and do your job.
That part was crazy. that wasn't expected. Not even those people, but like the people just walking by. Yeah. People that are already hanging out.
Playing volleyball and shit. And just like, thanks.
Hey, thank you. And I'm like, oh, well, like, you're welcome. I didn't think that wasn't why we were doing it. Like, we're not doing it to get like, oh, hey, like,
I ain't gonna lie, it kind of made me feel a little bit like a slave, bro. Like, oh, thank you. Like, damn, I don't live here. This ain't my neighborhood. They have a house right there. Fuck, I just cleaned your backyard. Like, yeah.
But I mean, honestly, that was our backyard. Like, we were there. So it only made sense to, like, make it better.
Do something about it. Yeah.
We're on the path of being better for ourselves. It's like, why can't we do better around the things that are around us, where we touch? Like,
I like that.
We're at the beach daily or weekly. It's like,
just kind of apply that everywhere.
Apply that everywhere.
Yeah.
I do that at home. I do that at work. It's like, if you slack off somewhere, you're going to slack off somewhere else. So it's like, you might as well treat everything how you want to be treated, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you kind of stole my view on the journey of walking down the beach and like only focusing on trash. And like, you got the wind blowing, you hear the waves crashing, you hear the birds chirping, and it just sends you in this like kind of zen like state.
Yeah, you can't get that nowhere else, bro. Like, it's like you can't, and it's not just because it's the beach, right? I think it has a lot to do with like the focus of what you're doing too, right? Like, it becomes almost like a game.
Yeah,
it becomes like, where's the trash? Like, I'm looking for the trash. Even sometimes you can look so hard that you overlook the trash. You're like, oh, fuck, I came by here. Now I got that. And, I mean, I can lose an hour and a half easy doing that.
Yeah.
Not even know that the time has went by. Like, that simple. And, you know, a lot of people ask, like, why do you do that? Like, what's so good about cleaning up the beach? Like, bro, what's so good about cleaning up your house? Nigga, it's the same thing. Like, it's just another area. And if anything, the beach is probably more important, bro, because that's everything. Like, that's the earth, bro. And people don't fucking get it. Like, would you just litter in your crib? No. Probably not.
It might. I mean, you've seen some of those episodes of, what was that, Hoarders?
Hoarders, yeah, that, yeah, yeah.
So it's possible.
Yeah.
You know? And like I said, if you're doing it there, they're most likely doing it over there. They're probably throwing stuff out the car. They're probably...
I hate, you know, those niggas so,
like,
bad.
I do not litter anymore. Like, it's like...
Me either, bro. I will fucking grab a receipt leaving Costco if that shit blows out my box and rolls three blocks away, bro. I will go run that bitch down.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you see that, like, somebody throw a phone plate out. Like, I almost want to hand him a business card. Like, hey, come to our, what's it that knocks on your door? Like, the Jehovah Witness?
Yeah.
Like, hey, come to our beach cleanup if you don't mind. We'll be right down here. Like, do you believe in mother litter? Like, bro, it's intense watching people just not give a fuck.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, but on the other end, I do love the community that we're building. I like, we got kids that come out there. We're signing off on projects or like
community
service stuff for the kids. And so, like, I think that's dope. Like, I wasn't exposed to a beach cleanup when I was a kid. Like, I didn't know anything about it. I wouldn't have even thought about it, right?
Yep.
And so to give them, you know, maybe a piece of Zen of walking down the beach, mm-hmm. of doing something good for the community. That feels great to me, you know, and it's simple. Like, we do it every quarter and we show up, and it's so simple to do and so simple to set up that I don't know.
Why not? Right. It's like, and we got it down, bro. I'd say the first few times we did it, it was like, damn, like, what do we expect? Like, we're doing a lot, you know, now we're not doing enough, you know, now this nigga forgot the trash bags. Like, And we didn't know, like, buckets, you know what I mean? And you know, we had a couple of, like, grabbers, and it was like, oh, we're going to need more than this, you know, or even doing, like, raffles. But then it's like, damn, the people aren't even sticking around for the raffle. Like, they really only care about cleaning up the beach. Like, a few people stuck around for the raffle, and it was like, well, maybe we should cut this out, you know? Like, maybe we're making this a beach day when the focus should really just be just this project, and if anyone wants to stay, they can.
Yeah,
I would blame most of that on me, bro. You know, I like to keep the party going.
Well, no,
I don't know when to fucking leave.
I think that's just us in nature, me and you, I would say, just to try to accommodate everyone. We're always trying to accommodate everyone else, and we're
people please us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what they call them.
Yeah, but we also kind of felt like, oh, we needed another way to get people there, or another way to, like,
I'd agree.
Keep
retention.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's like, hey, stay here and, you know, learn more. And, you know, since we're on the beach topic, bro, I want to talk a little bit about sustainability. Mm. Just because, you know, that's kind of the focal point of both of our businesses. Mine personally is, you know, with Claytone, I'm more focused on, you know, one-off items. So I don't carry inventory. And now what that does is keep, you know, all the gases that it takes to print and sublimate shit, it prevents, you know, the toxic inks and whatnot, the fumes and the vapors. You know, if you make one versus making 100 and then you fucking don't sell them all, now you just, you know, polluted the earth for no reason. Mm-hmm. Now, I do that on my side. On your side, you have the hair products, which are fucking amazing. I happen to grow a beard that I just shaved today because I didn't want to look crazy on camera. But I use the year one, bro. Your products are natural. Even your packaging, you know, you search to find the right packaging, a box instead of, you know, plastic. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the ideas behind that and why you chose to make something sustainable and natural in line with the environment?
Yeah. You know, it comes back to the, like I said, not littering, the beach cleanups, my view on, you know, as I was creating the products, I was like, wait, hold on. Am I getting into the business of just creating trash? Like, when I first got into it, I didn't know what I was stepping into as far as like, what comes with creating products. I was just like, I knew I wanted to create a product, right? And so while I was doing it, I'm like, yo, I'm buying a lot of bottles. I started plastic, you know? I'm buying a lot of bottles. I'm buying a lot of containers. I'm buying a lot of like, dang it, do I really want to contribute to like...
the same problem that we're trying to clean up.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and... I didn't. So I was like, okay, so what's the best way to do this now? So I started one way, and as I was building, I changed. And I said I want it to be as sustainable as possible. And so, yeah, so we use all glass bottles. We use paper labels. We use we do have some plastic tops because there's no other way around of dispensers.
Yeah.
So I would say we're like, you know, 90% sustainable, as much as we can. I'm still getting rid of some of the like plastic wrap, but I am switching to cardboard. I don't want to waste it by like just tossing it. So I was like, I'd rather use it and.
But what's wrap in plastic? I don't have anything. I mean, my shit
when I'm shipping.
So
when
I'm shipping, I
have to wrap it up. Right?
Okay, yeah, I pick and my so, shit up straight from the source, bro. Let me get my kilo straight from the source. You feel me? Thank you, sir.
So shipping, I have the wrap. I bought a big thing of bubble wrap, right? But working with sustainable companies, when they ship their stuff, they wrap it in cardboard. You know, they put little peanuts or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The like that thick cardboard type of paper that keeps shit from shifting and whatnot.
Yeah. So you wrap it, throw some peanuts in there, throw some tape over it, and it's good to go. I'm slowly getting more sustainable. That's the goal. And you know, I actually forgot the question that you asked, but
fuck, I probably don't know the question to be honest, bro. I don't know what the fuck after I ask it.
My goal is to be as sustainable as possible. And that goes all the way down to even the ingredients of the product. Are they as clean as possible?
That was the question.
Yeah. Am I using unnecessary ingredients? Am I using toxic that's going to be poured down, whatever? Am I using toxic that's going to be put on your skin? I have dealt with eczema and rashes and things like that my whole life. And so I don't like when I put something on and I'm smelling like it all day. It's like stuck, even from hand soap to dish soap.
The oil's very light too, bro. I'm not going to lie. Like I could put on like a thin, you know, layer, you know what I mean? Like that's what I really like about it. I use the shit daily, bro. Or even when I'm traveling and I don't want to carry like all the fucking hair products. I would just want to carry like all in one. I take year one, bro, on my hair. I ain't got no fucking lotion. Like I make that shit work everywhere, bro. That's the beauty about it. It's like a moisturizer. It's like it's a hair grease, bro. It's fucking literally everything.
Yeah. That was the original design. Because there's so many products on the market. How do you choose? Right? You usually go based off of what your barber's gonna tell you, your hairstylist's gonna tell you, your mom's gonna tell you, or whatever the latest ad is telling you. As a barber that has worked 15, 16 years now, I might get canceled for this, but you do not need all the products that are on the shelves. Those, I'd say 90% of the products are marketing.
Mm-hmm.
They're marketing, right?
Yeah, so the 3-in-1 suave angle.
3-in-1, it's convenient, right? It's like...
It's convenient as fuck, bro. It's so convenient, I probably don't, like if I use it, I don't even wash my body, bro. I just wash my hair and just let that shit drip. Like... fuck this, bro. I just got a 3-in-1, bro. I know. I'm working a third of the percent. This is 3-in-1. Done deal.
Bro, did you see my video on 2-in-1s?
Yeah, I also read your email that you sent out.
Okay. Oh, yeah. By the way, got a newsletter weekly.
I think that was a 4 to 6 minute read. They're not long at all. They're very informational and like for a person with short attention span like me, bro, that's perfect. Yeah. Anything longer than the 6 minutes, bro, I'm cutting out. I'm done. Fuck that.
Yeah, I try to make them digestible, because, you know, on the same topic of whether it's convenience or marketing or whatever, I know that guys, like, it's gotten better as far as guys want to take care of themselves, but mm-hmm. I still know that it's still a stretch to get them to keep reading about it. And so I try to make it short, try to make it sweet.
If I'm reading it, bro, I'm guessing everybody's got to be reading it. Plus the format, it's like, it makes you read it, bro. Like, when I get an email that says my name, hey, Troy, like, oh, this nigga knows me. Oh, it's David. I opened it. Might as well fucking read it now. I'm here. You know, like, bro, I don't even realize it's your email first. I just see, like, the name, like, hey, Troy. Like, oh, shit. This ain't just Geico pitching me some shit. Like, this is actually someone knows my name. It makes you feel wanted. And then you kind of suck people in, bro. Pause. You kind of, and like, by the time I realize what the fuck I'm reading, it's already too late. And then it tells me how long the read is. It's like, ah, it's 4 minutes. I'm 30 seconds into this shit. Finish it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, that's been a whole new journey, which I'm sure we could tie into one of our episodes of, like, what it takes to be an entrepreneur nowadays, man. It's crazy out here.
Fuck, you gotta get your boots knocked or something nowadays, bro. Like, I don't know what the fuck you gotta do to make it out here, bro. It's a different ball game, like, for real. Yeah. Like, that's why I feel, you know, I feel fortunate, bro, because I think I'm able to use both sides of my brain to, like, an extent. Mm. Like, I'm by no means some fucking financial genius. But I know enough to be at a certain spot where it's like, okay, cool, I can hang out here. Mm. When it comes to, like, you know, graphic design and printing T-shirts and working on the machines and fucking, you know, music, guitar, you know, all of that shit, bro. Like, I know enough there to hang as well. Like, it's like, nah, no one's fucking paying me to fucking write them a song or nothing like that. But I know enough to, like, know enough and be in a conversation. And that's where I kind of struggle. Like, I feel like with barbering, like, you can master that. Like, it's like golf, though. But you never really master it. You're better than you were.
Right.
I feel like with me doing so much shit, bro, there's, like, it's just, like, I'm constantly, like, thinking with two sides of my brain. Mm.
Do you think that helps or slows you down?
I think it fucks me up tremendously in certain places because I never really turn my brain off. And it's like, even when I did drink, right? And people are like, yo, you need to think about what you say before you say it. Like, do you have a filter? Like, nigga, I filtered the fuck out of this first. Like, you don't even want to hear the other shit. Like, we would have been gone if you hear the other shit I was thinking. But it's, bro, I think it helps, and it's a double-edged sword, right? Like, you could, like, it'll get you in the door, but it won't keep you in the door, right? Like, it's an icebreaker. It's maybe someone's playing guitar. Oh, I love those chords you just played. You know what I mean? But it's like, essentially, I'm also thinking with this side of my brain where I might be more analytical and you might not fuck with that because you're more artsy. Mm. You know what I mean? And I go through this fucking constant battle, bro, of both sides. It's like, one thing I do really well is remember everything. And I think that's what helps me learn all this shit. Like, I'm super eager to learn something when I first, like, even fucking cutting hair, bro. I'm not great, but I can fucking, if we're both dying and you need a haircut, bro, I got you. Like, pull up, bro, I got you. I'm not by no means in nobody's fucking shop. But if you got to go somewhere, like, to a funeral and we got some fucking clippers, bro, I can get you right. Yeah. Just when I want to learn some shit, bro, I give it my all. I give it my all. Absolute fucking everything. For maybe about 6 months to a year. And then it's like, okay, I learned that. I didn't try to master it. I just learned it. Mm. Cool, I got that. Now I can kind of throw this in the back seat and learn something new. And I think it hurts you, bro, because you never really figure out what it is that you're super good at. You know, or you don't give yourself time to become super good at anything. You just kind of are mediocre at everything. But it's also good because those are means of income. You know, it's like, hey, can you create me this graphic? Like, yeah, no problem. You know, how much you want to pay for it? Okay, cool. you know, I'm not charging you the fucking $1,500 that this guy was going to charge you, but you get what you pay for. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
I wanted to ask you on that same thought, and this is something I think, or this is a topic that is not a quick answer to it, but I think is something that we could build on. And to your point of learning something and then setting it to the side, learning something, setting it to the side, would you say that your focus is scattered as well? Or like, are your goals scattered? Like, do you have a list of goals that you're trying to accomplish?
I don't like, have any goals.
Sorry to cut you off, but where do you see, where are you going? Where's Troy going? Where do you want to go? Like, what is the, and that's why I said this is going to be, this is a long
man. Year. No, yeah, I think this is short, bro. I think like for most people it would be a long answer, but like I look at my life, bro, I don't think I've ever had any goals. That's why I feel I'm so fucking lucky and fortunate to like even be like where I'm at. Like I'm not by any means fucking important, right? Like on a grand scale. Like no one praises me, no shit like that. But I am fortunate to have no fucking plan, no fucking goals, and somehow something works out. I've always been able to kind of talk my way into a door versus actually knowing how to get through that door, but I can get somebody that's going through that door to hold it for me. You know what I mean? Like maybe I get to this door and I don't know enough, but I'll just hang out, wait till this guy going, Hey man, you going in there? Yeah. Oh yeah, man, I was wondering what's in there. Oh, you want to check it out? And that's kind of how life has always been for me, bro. But yeah, bro, that's kind of how it's always been. I don't have any goals. I don't have any plans. I just kind of live by whim, and that hurts you too, right? Because sometimes you feel behind. Sometimes you're like, fuck, if I did have a plan or I did have a goal, then I would know where I'm going. You know what I mean? Like I would know where my objective is leading to, but I just feel like, fuck, bro, life's life. It's an experience. Like, if I start setting these fucking, you know, like, mile markers and I don't reach it, then I'll be down, you know, like, and I might feel a certain way about it.
So would you say you're scared to set goals? Are you fearful of not accomplishing your goals?
I think that's the biggest thing. I would honestly say that, bro. I got a tremendous fear of like committing to shit, right? Like it's just because I don't know where the fuck this is going to be in 5 years, right? Like even with college, bro, like if there was no football, there's no way I'm fucking going there because I don't even know I'm going to be alive 4 years from now. You mean I got to fucking look at a book for 4 years, bro? Like, I don't know where this is taking me, right? Even I thought about this shit today. My dad had told me, you know, in like 2012, he was like, yo, man, if you come up here to Oregon, you know, I can get you in 6 years, you'll be making X amount. Now, X amount is still more than what I make now, right? Like, but the fact that it took 6 years, bro, I can't make that commitment. Like, I don't. My brain doesn't work that way. It might be this way today. I'm going to fucking swing that way tomorrow. It's, I think, through getting older, too, and through just, like, processes, I'm starting to understand my brain a little bit more. So maybe I'll create goals, plans one day. As of now, I just look at shit and be like, oh, there's a fucking boat. Let me look at that on YouTube and see if I want to get that someday. You know, like, that's how that shit works, bro. It's like a kid with a toy.
Yeah. So, you are a father now. Shout out to Zen.
Yes.
Or are you saying Zen's name?
Yeah. I love, that's my baby. That's my baby girl, bro.
And how would you explain goals or not goals to Zen when she's trying to accomplish something? Or will you have her on the same path?
I would have her on the same path. And I'll tell you why, bro. I mean, my parenting style is much different than most people's parenting style, which, I mean, I get it. That's cool. Like, I don't care if anyone wants, like, to attack the way I raised my daughter, then fucking go have your own, bro. Like, go do it yourself. But my thing is, what I tell her with everything she does, bro, is don't get frustrated. Don't get frustrated, because then you lose. Like the other day, she was trying to draw Pikachu, and she got to a spot where she's watching it on YouTube. First off, I'm amazed by her, like, talking to YouTube and being like, how to draw Pikachu? And then it pops up, yeah. And then she's drawing it. And I just kind of sit back, bro. I just kind of sit back because I want to understand her. I don't want to teach her before the teachable moment comes up, right? So I watch that, and I see her starting to get frustrated and start to, like, kind of fuss with herself. And in that moment, you know, I tell her, you know, like, hey, chill out. Don't get frustrated. Just, you can start all over, or you can make this whatever you want. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be Pikachu. It can now be a snake. We end up making it a ghost, and she was happy, bro. And it's, I think as humans, we lose that part of understanding, like, yeah, you want to go here, but you might go here and it might turn out better and you might still be fucking happy at the end of the day. And that's kind of just how I live, and that's kind of how I'm teaching her, bro. It's like, it's cool to kind of, I guess, want for things, but if those things don't happen and doesn't go according to plan, you might end up fucking, you know, you might have wanted to stay in the city, you might end up in the mountains, but, you know, you might end up learning how to hunt and live forever off of that, so.
Yeah, but I want to challenge you and say that you...
Oh, fuck, here it comes.
You just said that it's okay to have a direction, right? Or yeah. have a goal or a want or expectation, and it's okay to change. But you also just said earlier that you don't like setting them because you're scared to set them.
Yeah, 100%.
So are you not taking your own advice of...
I'm fucking Hey Arnold, bro. I don't know how to take my own advice. I can give it to Gerald. I can give it to Phoebe. I can tell Hugo what the fuck she needs to do, fix their life. I don't know how to take my own advice. Bro, it's just like for some reason, I can't stick to like a plan. I'm a fucking squirrel, bro. It's like the next acorn falls and I'm going that way. You know what I mean? And it took me forever to realize that. And that's why, you know, when we talk about like being social, and you're like, bro, you always been social. You always been able to talk to somebody, because it's fucking everybody's an acorn where we're at, bro. Everywhere, especially once I'm drinking, everyone's an acorn, bro. And I want to figure out what's going on with this acorn. You know, oh shit, this one just dropped. What's going on over there? So it's just I don't think I have the brain capacity, and I understand I don't have the brain capacity to focus on a long-term plan, right? Like, I think that, you know, that's kind of why relationships for me don't really work out, bro. Like, you know, you're married, which tells me that you're able to see a long-term plan. Me, I'm fucking wearing a skull ring on whatever wedding finger this is or however it works. I just don't see the long-term, bro. I don't know why. I don't know why it fucking works that way for me, but I just, the commitment is fucking scary.
Yeah. You know, I actually think I've had similar, and still go through it, of like having multiple things that I like to do. And it's tough, but I will say that having, even if you don't commit to it, even if it's not like I'm signing my soul away to fucking be this. It ain't gotta be all that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At least having some sort of like, you know, some people make vision boards, or they make a, you know.
I've done that.
Just having something to like almost act as like a compass, right?
And yeah.
Not so much of being like, I need to follow every fucking direction to get to there. And if it doesn't work that way, no. Just having something to like, you know what? I wanna at least try to be somewhere on that side of the fence.
I've done that. And my vision board has Mike Tyson, because I want to be in shape like that. So I got Mike Tyson up there. And then I have a travel trailer, which obviously I end up getting. But I put that up there just because it was something I like. I don't think that I ever kind of correlated in my brain like, oh, this is my goal in X amount of time. I was just like, I like these. And at some point, I'm going to get one, you know, and that's how that went. The George guy just came. He just tapped on this. You saw him?
I didn't see him, no.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, he just came. Okay. Well, I got one question for you, bro, and this one's going to be fucking off the wall, but it's been driving me crazy. And we're going to answer these as fast as possible.
All right.
One, what's your take on drones? Two, do you think you have a better chance fighting a shark or an alien? Yeah, nigga, you don't know which one to go for.
All right, drones. Obviously, we know what they are. They're just not saying.
We don't know what those are.
Not we. I mean, like, the U.S., right?
They don't know what those are. That's why they're not saying.
There's no way.
They are not shooting that down because they will embarrass us. Imagine sending your strongest fucking missile, heat-seeking whatever you want at that, and it moves. You are embarrassed by the world. We don't know what the fuck that is. We have no idea.
And I do understand you can't just fire shit in the air because obviously people on the ground, there is a safety hazard to actually just taking them down.
Yeah.
I just find it really hard to believe that they know nothing, right?
Or they're communicating with someone, bro.
That just died, I think. But we still got this one. Yeah, I have no idea about the drones. I thought I saw one on the 110 here on our side. It could have been a real drone.
No, that's just a nigga drinking Tampico and getting some aerial shots, bro. Maybe that's so. All.